irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. February 1st, welcome, month of Aquarians. My birthday's in 2 weeks. How are you all doing? Well, I have to tell you, I am in Boulder, Colorado, having an amazing weekend. Because remember, I had Shakti Durga on the show? Well, she's here from Australia, and we had dinner with her the other night. It was so much fun. Namaste and my love to everybody at Shakti's team and all the whole team that flew in with her and all the wonderful people we met over the weekend. I was with my friend Ash Ruiz and of course Ash Beckham at Ash Squared Weekend. It's been so much fun. And just catching up with Ash, and he's going to be doing the Zen Cruise, Ash Ruiz, and then Ash Beckham. She's just going all over doing her Heart is Hard conversations and just really making an impact on this world. Speaking of making an impact on this world, you know, it's Black History Month. And it's Auntie Rolanda Watts had mentioned it, and that's why I'm mentioning it, because it should it be a month? You know, some people say, and there's a very famous actor who quotes, like, don't give me this, like, one month thing. It's like, you know, it's throughout the year. It's every year and every day and so on and so forth. What are your thoughts on holidays and naming things like Black History Month or Awareness Week or whatnot? I want to know what you have to say about all those things, because they're questions that, you know, you guys tweet me throughout the week and say, Max, I have this question. And so I just want to know your thoughts on that. Speaking of all these questions, you guys have been like blowing up my phone about Bobby Christina, Whitney Houston's daughter. And is she brain dead? Is she not? What's going on? Did she drown? Is she alive? Is she dead? What's happening? All I can say is don't get caught up in the hype and the media. If you really care about her, send your love and prayers to her, to the family, and just send like beautiful well wishes. And we'll see what happens. You know, it's tough when you grow up in fame. And, you know, these are the things I think that's most important, is really just to love one another, people. And all we want to do is like spread like gossip and hate and all this nonsense. And then when like this happens, we're like, well, why did it happen? God, why are you like that? Sometimes you need to check yourself, people, because you know what happens when you start, when you point one finger, three are pointing back. So just send love and prayers over to Bobby Christina and the entire family. And of course, to Dionne Warwick, we send our love to you. I've met Dionne a long time ago when I was working with Nile Rodgers and Tasha Saville, and we did this whole thing for We Are Family after September 11th, and Dionne was there. And then after, I met her up in Florence, Italy, when she was on tour. And so Dionne's going through a rough period, you know, losing Whitney, now Bobby Christina. We just send our love to you, to our friend. Speaking of love, there is just so much love out there. I feel it so much every time I come to Colorado. I know y'all think that like my tweets are always love based when I'm here, but it's just a great energy to be in that space of love. So I send you all love. It is Valentine's Day in 2 weeks, my birthday. So think about love these next couple of weeks and what it really means to be loved and to love. And have you ever really been loved? And like I always like to say, love yourself. Well, coming up in just a bit, we have our I love Les Nubians. You all know that because they've been here before. And we just love everything they do and their songs. We play them from time to time. And there's some fantastic events that they're doing in New York for the next 4 months. But she'll be here joining us to talk about it. And then we have Melissa Morgan joining us. And she's going to be talking about her. She's going to be on this week on Unsung on TV One, February 4th. So we've got a lot to talk about. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know how you're doing, what your questions are throughout the show. It's live and it's fun and it's good. So we're going to play a song right now. And when we're back, Les Nubians will be joining us. This is Revolution by Les Nubians on Max and Friends. Thank you. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Lace Nubians, one of my favorite duos. I just love these sisters. And Helen is joining us tonight here on Max and Friends because there's some fun things going on. Welcome back to Max and Friends.
Hello, Max. Hello, friends of Max. How you all doing?
Well, we're so happy you're here, and there's so much going on because you have a great Lace Nubians Presents Amour, a celebration of Black history and love. Tell us about what's going on in your lives.
Well, many things. And the most important thing is that we're celebrating 20 years of Lace Nubians this year. Like, it's been 20 years that my sister and I, we're like singing together, writing together. So it's quite a milestone. So we're starting the celebration. Yeah, right.
Wow.
And like working with your sister, which is like, you know, very special, I have to say. We've been blessed. And we're starting the celebration in February 2nd, so tomorrow, in New York City with Celebrating Love and Black History Month. So actually, we're starting a series of show at Brooklyn Bowl. So we'll be in Williamsburg in Brooklyn, New York City. Every first Monday of the month, starting February. So we'll do February, March, April, and May. And we're starting February with Celebrating Amour. In French, love, amour. So, so Black History and Black History Month. So we have special guest, Julie Dexter, coming from Atlanta. She's originally from London. And she's an amazing, amazing vocalist and songwriter. So she'll be with us. And we have also DJ Herbert, who is like such a heart and such an amazing DJ. So the idea is really like, you know, to bring like love, warmth, and at the same time, you know, consciousness and drive and support and understanding and memory of, you know, the history of Black people throughout the world. What is interesting is that we're French, you know, Max. So we're definitely going to bring, you know, a little more input, bringing a little bit of, you know, African and French African history in the mix.
Isn't
right?
That beautiful? Yes. Well, let's talk about Africa for the future, because that's just like amazing. And the quote that you all say is, it is the now that we create the future. Action time is now.
Yes, it's now. It's now. It's interesting because Africa, for years, you know, I've been seen like, you know, as the poor continent. And I was talking about it with a friend yesterday, and it's interesting. What came up with the conversation was that Africa is no more so much about charity. It's really about partnership and business. And the continent is growing. The middle class in Africa is growing everywhere. The continent is literally rising. And it's interesting, you know, and the thing is that we have to accompany all of this. And I feel like as a mission, you know, to accompany the youth, you know, and to prepare them to become like universal citizens. And this is where arts and culture become like, you know, very important. So we are creating our nonprofit. So we can create programs and help schools and the public system to offer actually good programs for the kids, you know, for arts and sciences also, because we need more scientists in the mix. So we have like that amazing impulse coming from Africa, and you know, we're from Cameroon too.
Yes.
So. Yes, Cameroon. Well, they didn't play well at the African Soccer Cup. I'm a little, you know, devastated by, you know, our soccer team, but it's okay. But but like, yeah, so we have like those programs that we will be starting in Cameroon next year. So we'll be starting funding, you know, the fundraisers and everything by the end of the year. And I'm very excited about that. But we're starting our first program, mind you. You know about Burning Man, Max?
Absolutely.
Have you been to Burning Man, Max?
I have not been, and I was going to go with a friend of mine, Ash Ruiz, but they didn't pick him.
Oh, God.
But it's okay.
So I had the amazing chance to go to Burning Man last year, and it was such an amazing experience. So we're planning to come back to Burning Man this year with an African-inspired camp. And the camp will be called Africa for the Future.
How fantastic.
So I invite everyone. Yeah, I invite everyone to follow the project. We'll start, like, you know, communicating on this in March. And that will be the theme of the next Monday in March. So the Monday night we'll do at Brooklyn Bowl in March, on March 2nd, will be about Black and Burning Man.
Oh, that's so much fun. Now, tell us about the Africa tour, because you're going to South Africa and Switzerland, too, speaking of Africa.
Absolutely. So we'll go and perform. I'm so excited because we've been like to South Africa to shoot a video, but we never got the chance really to tour and perform there. Yes, we'll be doing beautiful festivals and clubs in South Africa and Swaziland late
How
May.
Beautiful.
I'm very excited. Yeah, very excited about that.
What are you doing in
and
April?
We're bringing the whole live band. So April's show in New York City will be about soul. The theme of the night is sometime it souls in April. So there'll be like lots of soul singers, amazing singers from the whole world. So it will
That's
be soul
beautiful.
Music, but in different languages, in Creole, in English,
fantastic.
In Spanish, in Portuguese. It will be soul music in different languages.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, if you're just tuning in to Max and Friends right now, Lace Nubians is joining me. For more information, you can go to lacenubians.com. We're going to play some more music, and when we're back, we're going to talk about some wonderful things. And during the break, I'm going to talk to you about a charity event that I'm doing for kids with this orphanage in Florida, but the theme is an evening on the Serengeti. So it's the African-inspired. We might have to have you there. But stay tuned, everyone. We're going to play right now Afro Dance on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Lace Nubians is still here. Hit it.
Have you ever danced with your hair? Afro dance, Afro dance, Afro dance. hair short. If you wanna hide, just get your hair short. If you wanna finish, you may lose some first. You gotta hustle and find a rich man like Bill Gates.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Hooch. If you're just joining me, that was Lace Nubian's Afro Dance. I've got Helen joining me right now. Welcome back to the another segment of the show. I love that song. It's so good.
I love that song. I really love that song. And I was like, oh, we're not playing it tomorrow. And what is interesting is that, you know, playing those four different Mondays, so one each month, is quite amazing, because it gives us, like, you know, first, like, a total artistic freedom to bring, you know, any other act to come and support, you know, for our show. So there's, like, many artist friends that we have with such, you know, great talents that people will have the chance to discover. And the thing is that each night we have, like, a different color, a different mood, you know, a different ambiance. And I love the idea, Kwa. I love it. It's going to be super fun. So in March, the idea will be, it's going to be, you know, we're celebrating Mardi Gras too.
Of course.
There's carnival, you know, all around the world, carnival's going on. So on March 2nd, our night will be a costume, you know, a carnival type of, you know, night. Each night will be different. We'll really invite people to come and join us. It's going to be great.
Now, let me ask you, 20 years of working in the industry, where do you come up with new material? Like, how does it birth in your soul?
Well, I have to tell you that since we are independent artists, I would say that there's triple work to do, because now we are, like, so much involved in the business of, you know, the music too. So that leaves, like, less time for, you know, writing. But we have, like, now what is interesting is that we, for example, like, recording right now a special EP for celebrating the 20 years that we'll release in a few months. And we're writing without band. And it's the very first time that something like that is happening. And it's amazing. We have, like, we're touring with amazing musicians since 4 years now. John Rogge, Sean Kelly, Masaharu Shimizu, Amina, Queen Amina, Fred Doumbé, and all, we and I feel so lucky. Like every time I meet my band, I feel so blessed. And the music we're putting together is quite special. So I think that in the process of writing in 20 years, you experience different phases. You never write the same way. You know, you never, because you evolve, you change, you know better also. So you go through a different process. You meet people. Music is also a work of collaboration and team. So you meet different people that have like other ways of doing their things. So it, every time it's like a new experience, a new process, a new way of doing things. For the new EP, see, like, for example, we have the chance to be accompanied as a producer, Sydney Mills. Sydney Mills is the keyboard and musical director for Steel Pulse. Steel Pulse is our very favorite reggae band. I mean, below Peter Tosh and Bob Marley, of course, but like Steel Pulse is a monument for me in terms of, you know, reggae music. And I think that it's interesting that after 20 years, our path cross and we're doing
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. You know, well, so, you know, it's just, it happens. It's part of the flow when you all get together, right?
Exactly. And we love organic, you know, organic manifestation and the organic way of doing. We don't like to press things. I don't think that, you know, the industry can be a little brutal sometimes, you know, like in the industry, literally you can buy out anyone. You can buy any featuring. You can buy any artist. But I think that music is not about that. Music is about music. And I truly believe that the way people connect and organically connect is very important, and we believe in that, and it's been 20 years we're in that process, and we love it.
That's beautiful. Is there anyone that you would love to play with that you haven't already?
Quincy Jones.
Yeah. And what would you have Quincy do with you?
I would love to break, like, to create a whole score with Mr. Jones. Like, I would love to be involved in the process of working with an orchestra and like writing a movie, a whole movie score or a musical with Quincy Jones.
How fantastic. Well, you know what they say, it's an African proverb, what you're looking for is looking for you.
Yeah. Wow. That would be something. Yeah.
Right. So make that happen. But listen, I just love talking to you guys so much. I love having you on the show. Tell us real quick about this wonderful thing that you're doing right now, promoting the prevention against AIDS, and that you're supporting the African Daughters Foundation, working for women empowerment in Africa. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we got to get involved. And the thing is that, so about AIDS, the thing is that we talk less about AIDS, you know, there's less promotion about it, but actually it's getting worse. Meaning that right now what's happening is that the people who are infected are no more, you know, the adults who are like, you know, getting quite responsible, you know, about it, but they are the youth. So the level of contamination in between 15 and 24 years old on all population is growing, and it's an emergency. So Trans Diaspora Network created actually a program, which is very interesting because the youth become responsible for themselves and they speak in between themselves. It's not like, you know, we're coming with all our science and just like, you know, bringing it to the and pouring it to the kids and thinking that, you know, we know best and they will, you know, learn and they have to learn. No, it's like he created an amazing program to let them literally be master of their own temple and their own destiny. And it's quite amazing. His organization has not even three employees, meaning that the actors of the change and of the movement and the action that is happening is actually the youth themselves. And it's amazing. The results are amazing. And we are ambassador of Trans Diaspora Network. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud to be. You know, lots of events that we do together. We do like testing on site. We develop also a collaboration with other countries, you know, to target also the population and youth of, you know, other countries. We're getting closer to Africa, Nigeria right now. So, mm-hmm. and we're very involved in all New York City communities, Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, and Manhattan, of course. So it's an emergency. Like, it's not because we don't see it, you know, that much, that, you know, the threat is not, you know, real. So that's number one. And Daughters of Africa, see, so it's another organization that we truly believe in. And what they do is that they provide literally tools and programs for young daughters, for them to achieve excellence. Excellence in a way of actually quality of education and choices. So again, I was speaking earlier about sciences. We need more scientists. You know, in Africa, we need more scientists. We need, definitely, and girls, and we need girls to be involved too. Unfortunately, we realized that there were some inequalities in the number of, you know, boys and girls, you know, accessing to high level, you know, science education. So the idea is to provide from very young to those girls the means and the tools for them, like, you know, to have all the chances to be able, you know, to get through. So,
How beautiful. You are busy, busy, busy.
yes. And we love it.
That's a beautiful thing. Yes, that's a beautiful thing, to be busy. Well, everyone, if you're in the New York area tomorrow night, you have to see Les Nubians. They will be playing the first Monday every month for the next 4 months. And for more information, go to lesnubians.com. Follow them on Twitter, Les Nubians. I'm going to post it on my Twitter next in just a minute. And for more information, again, lesnubians.com. I just love having you here. It's just so nice and refreshing to speak to someone who's in that flow of love and giving back to the community and being able to do it not only with their voice, but also with their mind and their hands and their talent. So keep doing what you're doing. You're inspiration.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And just a message for all the people who are in New York City or coming to New York City. There's a winter storm alert. Don't be afraid. Come by. It's going to be great. It's going to be okay. It's going to be 2 inches of snow. We'll overcome.
That's right. And you know what? There's nothing better than in New York when there's that big snowstorm, even if you guys get 20 inches. You know, I remember when I used to live in New York, when you have friends come out and it is like your private venue and the city is so quiet, it is the best time to go. So if it does snow tomorrow night, go bring some cashmere blankets, warm yourself up.
Exactly.
Have this one-on-one intimate moment tomorrow night with Les Nubians. I thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you very much, Max.
And I'm going to talk to you about my event in April. We'll speak. I'll call you tomorrow. We'll talk about it.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a beautiful night and fun time tomorrow.
Merci. Bonsoir.
Merci. A bientôt. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
So, next, my next guest coming up, Melissa Morgan, is joining me in just a moment. I just love Les Nubians. We have so much fun when they're here, and they're so inspiring. Tell me what inspires you. Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. But right now, we've got a great song, Do You Still Love Me? From Melissa Morgan on Max and Friends. And when we're back, she's joining me in the studio. Hit it!
Take a minute,
Late Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Do you still love me, people? That was Melissa Morgan, and she's joining us now on Max and Friends. Pull up your mic, my friend.
Hello.
We are so happy you're here. There is so much going on in your life. Forget all the songs going on, but TV One announces a new season of the award-winning series Unsung, premiering this February 4th. How are you doing, and how much fun are you having in your life right now?
Hi, I'm doing fine, and I'm having, like, the best time. You know, it's like a resurgence or something, you know, but I'm just enjoying the moment, and I'm just so glad that I decided to do the Unsung, you know, because at first I didn't want to do it.
So tell us about Unsung and what your involvement is with it, because it is airing this Wednesday, February 4th, 2015 at 8 p.m. Check your local listings for TV One, the Unsung. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, I had seen Unsung, you know, we all follow it as,
right,
as artists and fellow, you know, recording artists. And we see the stories, we see the, you know, the tragedy, you know, we, you know, see the, some of the good stuff. And I just, you know, when they approached me, when my people approached me, I was like, you know, I don't want to tell the end of my story because my story is not over yet, you know.
That's right.
And I just say, thank God that my sister was there, you know, and she was like, this is not telling the end of your story. This is telling your story because nobody really knows, you know. So,
absolutely.
When she said it like that, it was like, you know, well, okay, I guess I could share a little bit.
Just a little, right? But, you know, I want to go down memory lane with you. Let's talk about Shades of Love, because that was back in the day, and you all had, so you were like tearing it up with this single on the, it was Billboard's magazine Hot Dance Club Play. Tell us about 1982 and Shades of Love.
Gosh, I was just like fresh out of high school and stuff with that. And what really happened with Shades of Love is that I was a background singer on this session. Mm-hmm. And Patrick Adams was producing it, and at that time he was hot with all those songs, Push Push in the Bush and all that kind of stuff. And you know, I came in to do background and with two other friends of mine, and the background, the lead singer that they had coming in never showed up. And, you know, I guess they looked at, you know, it was a guy, it was a young lady named Cookie Watkins, and it was me, you know, and I guess they looked at me, and because I was singing the high notes, and they was like, you know, well, can you sing this song? And it was like, well, I'm eating my apple, but after I finish my apple, I guess I could sing it. And, and the rest is kind of history. So, you know, I finished my apple and they let me sing it. And like 2 weeks later, it was on the radio. It was like the hottest song in New York. I mean, it just really blew up, didn't it?
Wow. Isn't that beautiful? That's how life works, though, because I believe what God has for you, it is for you. And just when you're clear, yes, on what you want, it will rise up and meet you when you least expect it, right?
yes, because that song has history, because I didn't even know until the Unsung told me that when it first came out, it went to like number two or number three, but then like 10 years later, they re-released it and remixed it, and then it went to number one on the dance chart. So it was actually on the charts like twice.
Wow, look at you. And you didn't even know all this.
I didn't even know all that. I was like, really? Wow, yeah, I remember I was working it again because everybody wanted to hear, but I didn't, you know. Yeah, okay, it did go number one. I forgot all about that.
You see? And you had a bunch of number ones from Do Me Baby, Fool's Paradise, Love Changes, Do You Still Love Me, yeah, which we just played. You know what? Let's play a song right now because I'm just feeling it. Let's play a song. Hey, Ronnie, let's get a song up and going. And I want to play, can we get Fool's Paradise, because I love that jam. I was listening,
ooh,
to it earlier. Right? Because it's Valentine's Day coming up, and there are some Fool's Paradise going on. There are some Fools, yeah, in Paradise going. So let me find Fool's Paradise in here, because I know we got it. We're just going to have fun. So I just love,
great,
the songs. And I love when they were sent to me, and I was like, oh, we're going to jam with them, and then we're in the studio. So let's hit it right now. Fool's Paradise on Max and Friends.
Yeah.
Taking out this time to give you.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Melissa Morgan, the song Fool's Paradise. Valentine's is just around the corner. Don't be a fool, y'all. But listen, if you're just tuning in for the first time, I thank you for joining us. If you want to follow Melissa on Twitter, go to MelissaMorgan22 and on Instagram, MelissaMorgan1, just the number one. So I love that song. Isn't it true, though? Fool's Paradise.
Well, you know, here's the thing about Fool's Paradise. Everybody thinks Fool's Paradise is about love, but it's really not. It's about a mother talking to her child, to her son.
That's real love, though. That's a mother's love.
That's the real love. It's telling, you know, her son, you know, that when you go out there in the world, you know, don't get all crazy and stuff and start living in a fool's paradise. You know what I'm saying? And if
it's
you do,
true.
I'll be here waiting for you when you come off your trick.
You see, you know what it's like? It reminds me of Cookie on that new show. Yes, you need to call Timberland and say, you all need this show for Empire and put that up there with Cookie.
Yeah. I love that show. I saw it on demand. It's nice.
Isn't it good? But that's a good song. I could see that song up in there with her, with Cookie telling her son, baby, I'm here for you.
Yes. So they got a tumultuous relationship. So, yeah, that would be really cool. Yeah.
You see? Now, you've got some great shows coming up February 13th. Tell us about it.
February 13th, I'm going to be in Fort Myers, Florida with Howard Hewitt at the Dr. Carrie Robinson Center. I am so excited. I haven't played Florida in a while, so it's weird with the unsung, you know, I'm getting these calls, and then I just got a call to perform in Miami, like in April. So, you know, I'm going to be coming to Florida a lot.
Yes, because, you know, I'm based out of Florida, so when you come in April to Miami, I hope that Marcus Savoy come with you. How you doing, Marcus Savoy? Thank you all for this
all
interview.
Right, yes, Marcus Savoy, thanks. Yes. Oh, we got to hook up then, yes. So
yes,
I'm doing
we're
that.
Make
I'm
it
very
happen.
Excited.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
A lover show. Me and Howard Hewitt, come on, that's a lover show.
Yeah, that's a good show. And that's Valentine's Day weekend, y'all.
yes, February 13th, yeah.
That is so much fun. Well, hey, everyone, this is The Deal. Melissa's episode of Unsung will air on Wednesday, February 4th, 2015 at 8 p.m. on TV One. Check your local cable guide for TV One in your area. Unsung is the show. Yeah. And I'm just happy you're spending some time with us here on Max and Friends. What are your plans? What are you planning right now in your life? If everything were just to be the way that you wanted, what would it be?
It would be all my bills paid. I'm not even gonna lie. On the financial side, all the bills paid, and let's not be chasing no bills and paying this one, Robin Peter to pay Paul. You know how that goes. So all my bills would be paid. All my homes would be taken care of because I have a house in South Carolina, I have a house in Aruba, and I have a condo in New York. So all that would be taken care of, and I would buy a house in Florida. I don't know what part yet, but I'm thinking in the Orlando area, but I would buy a house in Florida, and I would just want to be on the beach like every day.
That's how life should be lived. Life is a beach.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we have a lot of really fun young people that tune into Max and Friends. And, you know, we're known to be an inspiring radio show. And I know that you have inspiration in you because I could just hear it in your voice. So what do you tell listeners tonight who are going through such a struggle in life? Give them some inspiration.
You know, if you're going through a struggle, you have to be careful of the journey. That's what I always tell people, that there's goodness and there's going to be light in everybody's life. But the darkness comes with the journey and how what you take and what you do to get there. So I always say be good to people, be good to yourself, you know, always try to find love in your heart. Don't hurt nobody purposely, you know, lying and gossip, all that, you know, put that where back there, you know, and try to find the good within yourself and your center. And when you do that and you take the right journey, then goodness will come to you and all your dreams really will come true because that's what God wants for everybody.
Look at that. You better preach it, girl. Sunday on Max and Friends. But, you know, we're getting tweets because everyone's so concerned. And I'm sure you've heard about Bobby Christina. What are your whole thoughts of this whole sad, sad scenario?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, me and her mother were were friends. Uh-huh. You know, we started out in the business together, and, you know, I sang on her first album CD, Whitney Houston, and I just recently got my Diamond Plus Award for 10 million plus for singing background on that. And, you know, I loved her mother, and I loved her. I've met her a couple of times, and I always tell her, you know, when I met her, if you need anything, you know, just tell someone to, you know, reach out to me, and I'll do whatever I can. But I am just so saddened by this situation, and I'm just praying that God is just going to reach her and pull her soul out and find that miracle for her to get better, you know. Yeah. And that's really all I can say. I don't really know what happened. I haven't called anyone yet because I've been, you know, running on the road myself, but I'm going to call, you know, her family tomorrow and see really what's going on. And my prayers are just with her, and I just hope she pulls out of this. And like I said, her mother is watching her. Her mother is an angel. So I just hope the angels and God just, you know, reach into her soul and say, not yet. You know, so that's what I'm praying for.
Yeah, we're just sending love to the whole family, because, you know, for me, it's like, yes. I don't, all the gossip and hype, it's not what it's about. Everyone's so concerned about it. Instead of being concerned about it, send love to it. Okay, people?
Yes.
So just send love to it. And
yeah, because we don't know, you know.
Yeah,
we don't know. What people go through is what people go through. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we don't know that. You know, she's only, what, 21? You know,
exactly.
I mean, my God, come on, you know, nothing like this is supposed to happen to a 21-year-old. So I just, like I said, I just pray the miracle happens and she'll be okay.
Absolutely. Well, I just love having you on, Max and friends. I hope you come back and join us, because you've got so many things going on that we could talk even more and play even more songs and have some more fun. So will you join me again?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I love it.
I hope I join you in L.A., you know? Come on.
Yes, and when you come to Florida, we're going to get together in Miami.
Let's do that. Yes,
I think I'm coming
April 14th. April 14th. Hold it on your calendar.
All right. Well, if you're all tuning in right now, we're wrapping up the show. But Melissa Morgan is joining me right now. We're going to wrap it up. But tune in this February 4th to TV1 Unsung is the show. And you all want to see it, because Melissa is going to tell some of her story. And if you want to hear more of this show, go to latalkradio.com/Max. We have archives there of almost 7 years. Melissa Morgan, have a beautiful week ahead. I send you my love. And I know that this week you're just going to shine and keep shining. And just know that your bills are going to be paid, girl, because you put it out there.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too. And I'm sending you love. And just continue doing what you do, because your voice is such a gift to this world. Aww. So I thank you for it. I thank you for it.
Thank you so much.
Have a beautiful night. My pleasure. Well, everyone, we're wrapping this show up, winding down, calling it a night. From Colorado right now is where I am. I love you all for tuning in. It's really a blessing to have you tune in and just be a part of Max and Friends. It's a joy. It really is. It's a joy rising moment when I know that you all are pressing LA Talk Radio app or my show to tune in. I got to go. I'm wishing you love. I'm just sending you love. And I'm saying good night, good karma, and take life to the max. I'm Max Tucci for Max and Friends.